here on Daf Tes Amid Beis, and we're up to V'chi Tema de Miflegei Tuva. So that's about five lines up before the end of Tes Amid Beis, and we're talking about two chatzeros that spill into each other, and one is a chatzar hagdola. It has a width of 11 amos. The other is a chatzar ktana. It has a width of 10 amos. So the distance between the wall of the gdola, which is on the outside, right, and the wall of the ktana, which is on the inside, is 3 tfachim on each side, right, because the entire difference in the width is 1 amo. And when you divide the amo into two halves, you get 3 tfachim on each side. Now, let's subtract a little bit because of the thickness of the wall, so it's less than 3 tfachim on each side. And if that be the case, the Gemara at Akasha, and this is where we stopped yesterday, V'lema lavud v'tishtere. And I looked at the pages that you sent me, Don, and I think he's saying the same thing that we said, honestly. And what it means by lavud here is what's called a stima. A stima means that if we close the gap between the two walls, the outer and the inner wall, which is less than 3 tefachim, and we apply the principle of lavud, then it's considered stima. Now, the only difference between the pages that you sent me and the pages that I have is that in my Gemara, it identifies this stima as mechitzos. In the other pages, he identifies this stima as lavud. I'm sorry, as lechi. Which means that if, let's say, I'm standing in the chatzah ketana, which is 10 amos wide, what I see at the end of my kosel on one side. When I say one side, I mean either side, is I see a lechi. That's the way he understands it. Why? Because if the distance between the two walls is considered sasum, then what basically I have here is a lechi. And therefore, tishtere, the Gemara says that the chatzak tana should be muteris betiltol. Why? Because he's got what basically is a lechi on each side. Now again, the lechi is what's called a lechi anira mi bachutz, which means that if you're standing in the wider chatzer, then you see that area between the wider kosel and the smaller kosel, right, the chatzar ktana, and you see that as a lechi. If you see that as a lechi, that's called a lechi anira mi bachutz.
I think I understand it. The way I'm hearing it, I was picturing that it closes into the degree where it's considered one wall, and that's what confused me, how it becomes a lechi. All right, but because the space is now closed, it becomes like a solid thing. So if you're looking from the point of view of the Mavui, it's just that the wall turns at a 90 degree angle on both sides. So it's the same as we had before, where you have the small chatzer into the larger chatzer, and it's just that the walls turn at a 90 degree angle from the walls of the small one into the walls of the big one. So now it's comparing it to the other Mishnah where we had the two small chatzerim.
But I think the main point here is that 90-degree angle is now sasum, and that airspace now is considered closed. That makes a lechi, just that lechi is only visible from the chatzer hagdola, which means the chatzer that has 11 amos.
See, when you say lechi, it's not like there's a separate thing there. It's like if you see the space between the two walls of the big and the little one, if you consider them to be a block, a solid block, so the wall, as you're coming to the end of the wall of the small chatzer, it turns at a 90-degree angle into the wall of the small one now, because instead of a space, it's now solid.
And so that solid piece there is a lechi. That's the point.
Yeah, yes.
Oh,
wall,
good.
Right.
Okay. So if you don't mind, let's just go on, because, you know, we have a lot to do, and we lost some time here. Let's go on. V'chi tema de miflegei tuva. Who says that the distance, the width of the chatz gedolah is 11 amos, and the width of the chatz ktana is 10 amos? Maybe the distance between the chatz ktana and the chatz gedolah in terms of its respective walls is a greater distance, in such a way that we cannot apply the principle of love. So the answer is Hatani Rabbi Ada Bar Avimi Kame de Rab Chanina. We have a tradition in a brisa of Rav Ada, and it says the following, that Ktana be Eser, Gedolah be Achasre. That the case of the Mishnah is a case in which the Chatzah Gedolah was 11 Amos, the Chatzah Ktana was 10 Amos. And therefore, the distance between the Chatzah Ktana and the Chatzah Gedolah in terms of its walls is less than 3 Tvachim on each side. The Amah has 6 Tvachim, we divide it into 2, we have 3 Tvachim minus, and therefore we're going to apply Lavud. And if we're going to apply Lavud, then we don't understand why the Chatzah Ktana is Asur when it has a Lechi on each side. I'll just read to you the Hebrew. He says, Nimtza shekol tzad shel Chatzah Gedolah rochav yosef b'shloshu Tvachim yichatzah Ktana, ovi aksol and morid me'ashir. So you have 3 Tvachim on each side that separate the 2 ksolim of the gedolah and the ketana, but now we have to decrease that because of the thickness of the ksolim. And ein shloshim tvachim revach, there's no 3 tvachim space between the kotz of the chotz ketana and the kotz of the chotz gedolah. And if that be the case, then we're going to apply the principle of lavud, and we have the same kasha that if there's lavud, that creates a stima, and the chotz gedolah now should be considered as its walls are creating a machitza or as we saw alternatively a lechi on behalf of the chatzah ketana, and the chatzah ketana now should be mutter because of the principle called lechi on nirabim b'chutz. Ravina says that we're not talking about a chatzah ketana which is in the middle of a chatzah gedolah. You know, it's equidistant, meaning it's exactly in the middle, which gives you 3 tefachim on each side. But rather, muflagim mikosel zeh, bishnayim mikosel zeh biarba. Maybe the situation of the chatzah ktana, not the word situation, what do I mean? The chatzah ktana is situated, let's put it that way, in a way that it's closer on one side and further on the other side. So you've got a distance of 2 tvachim on one side, 4 tvachim on the other side, and therefore you can only apply lavin on one side. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, v'lema lavin mi ruach achas. Why can't you apply lavud on one side? If on one side, because it's tilted, right? It's not centered. It's only a 2 tvachim distance. So I admit to you that on the side where it's a 4 tvachim distance, we cannot apply the principle of lavud, but we should apply lavud to the side that has 2 tvachim. And that itself is going to set up a lechi, right? A lechi on behalf of one chatzah ktana. We only need one lechi. We never require 2 lechis. So let's consider that this opening of the chatzah ktana into the chatzah gedolah as a result of the fact that the wall was breached, we're going to consider that as a pesach, an opening into the chatzah ktana. And why do we consider it as an opening? Because we now have a lechi on one side. And here we turn to Daf Yud Amud Aleph. And the Gemara answers, Rebbe, now we have to analyze the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim that was codified in a brisa. The Omar, Rebbe holds, be'inan shnei pasim. Rebbe Shita is that it's not enough to have a lechi on one side, but again, we'll explain why. In this particular case, he's going to need a lechi on both sides. One is not enough. In a mavui, one is enough. But we're talking about not a mavui here, we're talking about a chatzer. And a chatzer is radically different than a mavui. And the halach is always more machmir in the case of a chatzah than it is in a mavui. A mavui is an alleyway that has three different walls to it, and a chatzah is something that opens up to many different people's access, and there's an area which is common to all these different batim in a private area. You know, a private meaning to the exclusion of other people, but the bnei achatzer, and we have to be matir the chatzer with very high standards. This sanya we learned in a brisa, chatzer, a chatzer which is open up on the fourth side, and it goes into Rishus HaRabim. Again, the opening has to be less than 10 amos, and we discussed that in the past. But niteres, according to the Tanakhama, the first Tana, be pas echad. All we need is a pass, meaning a stretch of wall on one side of the opening, of the open side. One pass is enough. A pass is 4 tefachim wide. So in our case, if you go with the Tanakhama, and we shifted the chatzah ktana a little bit towards the left, so on the right side, we're not able to say lovud, and that's fine. But why can't we say lovud on the left side? And the answer is, enochinami, we could say lovud on the left side, according to the Tanakhama, but Rebbe Omer, Rebbe disagrees, and he says, shnei pasim, that in the case of a chatzah that's open up on one side, let's say it goes into a Rishus HaRabim, for example, then we're going to need a fourth kosel. That fourth kosel doesn't exist, but we're going to need some sort of a vestige of the fourth kosel on both sides. You're going to need a pass on this side and a pass on that side. And therefore, if you apply the principle of lovud on one side, that's not going to give you, according to Rebbe, enough slack, so to speak, to be matir tiltil in the chatzer, because we need two pasim. Is ein dai bekach, I'm reading the translation here, sheyesh lovud mitzad echad, it's not enough to set up a lovud with a mechitza on one side, or a lechi on one side, bein mechitzas ha'orech shal ha'chotzek tana le'mechitzas ha'chotzek dola, la'achshiv ke'oso pas le'chotzek tana, and lahatir osa bekach mishum shekidei lahatir sachotzer tzorech pasheni mishnei tzidei apirza. Once you have this pirza of the chotzer, then you need a pas on both sides. That's the shita of Rebbe. So maybe we could say that this mishnah that we're trying to figure out why there's no heter tiltul in the chotzer ktana is attributed to Rebbe. I just want to point out here one note before we go on to reject this possibility. He says the following in the name of Tosfos. Das HaChachamim, the Tanakhama who disagrees with Rebbe, is din chatzah shavu l'din mavui. Kishem she mavui nitar b'lechem lechi echad, kach chatzah niteres b'pas echad mitzad echad. The im shir rochvo shalechi hu mashu is af pas ze hamatir es hachotzer shiuro b'mashu. So it's interesting what I told you before, that the pas has to be 4 tefachim in width. That doesn't reflect the shitas chachamim, at least according to Tosfos. Now he says, Madua b'mavuya nikra b'shem lechi b'chotzer nikra b'shem pas. Tosfos is baffled. Why do we change the name if it's exactly the same thing as a lechi? And it's a mashu. It doesn't require 4 tefachim. So why do you call it a pas? So he quotes here Rav Yaakov Emdin, who writes, the af imachen af pas chotzer shir b'mashu mikom kom eino dome lelechi shel mavui, Shalechi shalmavu afilu b'shir shalchut hasarbo. I will pass lechotzer tzoch sheyamod mi atzmo. Right, this is a sugi we didn't get to. It's called a chut hasarbo, which means he could even set up in a mavui, instead of a lechi that stands on its own, you can attach a long cord, which is vertical, and it hangs because it's attached to the kosel. Masha Enken Apasi says that has to stand on its own. However, Shitas Rashi, again, we didn't get to this Rashi yet, on Daf Yud Beis, is that Ledas Chachomim Pas Bechotzer Hugak Betzad Echo Vetzorch Lios Shir Arba Tfochim Veshone Milechi Shal Mavui. So we have the Pas of a Chotzer, we have a Lechi of a Mavui. The Lechi of a Mavui is a Shir Mashu, whatever it is. There's no minimum Shir. But in the case of a pas for a chotzer, we have a minimum shear of 4 tfachim. Ach imi nichu shnei pasim yishnei tztadim kol pashi uru b'mashu kimo b'lechi. B'chein hu alalocha l'shulchan aruch. Alright, if he's got a pas on two sides, then even the Rabbanan recognized a special halachic status to a pas on each side, and then you drop the requirement of 4 tefachim for a pas. Okay, that's complicated. But the bottom line is that a chotzer is chamura yoser mimavui, and they have two proofs of that. Number one, according to Tanakama, we need a pas of 4 tefachim according to Rashi, and according to Tosfos, the way Rav Yaakov Emden understood Tosfos, then you need a lechi that stands on its own. That's a unique requirement in Chotzer. According to Rashi, you need 4 tefachim, even according to Tanakama. So being more machmer in a Chotzer than we are in a Mavui. And another proof is Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that to be matir a Chotzer, you need shnei pasim on shnei tzidei ha-pesach. And Mavui only requires one lechi. So again, we're going to accept this as axiomatic, that a chotzer is more chomer than a mavui, and it requires a pas according to Tanakama, and shnei pasim on shnei tzidia ha-chotzer according to Rebbe. And the word pas basically means a tikkun pesach ha-chotzer. We get a small mechitza, and that's mitakein the pesach ha-chotzer on that side that's open into Rishus HaRav. It's very similar to Lechi. Now the Gemara rejects this. Why? Even if we'll say that this brisa is attributed to Rebbe, we still don't understand why we have to assume that the Chatzah Gdola is wider than the Chatzah Ktana by one Amma. Hai mai, the Gemara says. Iyamit bishlema. If you're going to say that nira mi bachutz v'shav mi bafnim eino nidon mishum lechi. Right, according to that opinion, we've been studying now for quite a while the opinion of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who validates this lechi. But there's a phantom cholek. Remember, we weren't sure exactly who he was, and he holds Eino Nido Mishum Lechi. And if that be the case, we understand very well that the fact that there's a little bit of an Odef, a little bit of an extra Kosel that's supplied by the Chatzar Gdola on both sides of this Pirtza, that's not going to be effective to be Matir the Chatzar Ketana. Because we need at least 3 tfachim on each side to be matir. Just 1 second. Is tzarech sheisharu ba'odvei aksolim mikol tzad shloshet tfachim kidei lahatis hachotza gdola shlo nachshiv osa kiprutza b'milua lechotza ktana. Lefisha b'raisa zuhi kedas Rebbe. Ah, very good. He says the following, that we're going to have to assume that there is an Amma difference between the Rochav of the Chatz HaGdola as opposed to the Rochav of the Chatz HaKtana. And the reason for that is because we're holding now that Nirvi Bachutz V'Shavifnim Eino Nido Mishum Lechi. And therefore, we're in trouble even as far as the Chatz HaGdola is concerned, because we're holding now like Rebbe, and Rebbe says that to be Mater Chatz, so we need Pasim Mishnei Tzidei HaPesach. So what do we have now? We have a Chatzer HaGdola, and we must somehow solve the problem of the Chatzer HaGdola, because according to Rebbe Shita, to solve the problem and be Mater the Chatzer HaGdola, we need a Pas on each side. So therefore, we have to guarantee that there be three tfachim on each side in order to be matir the chatzer agdola. Because again, we're holding like Rebbe, and Rebbe holds you need a pass on each side to be matir the chatzer, and therefore we can't even be matir the chatzer agdola unless we have these three tfachim on each side. And now let's add another point. The Rebbe Savala Kirabi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds later on Daf Yudalim in Beis that a lechi has a minimum shear. I mean, we've been assuming, not like Rabbi Yossi, that a lechi could be a mashahu, but Rabbi Yossi's shita is that the minimum width of a lechi is three tfachim. And if that's true in a lechi for a mavui, how much more so in the case of a pas for a chotzer, because we're always more machmir in chotzer than we are in mavui. And therefore we need a minimum shear of three tfachim on each side. So the chotzer gdola has to be wider than the chotzer ktana by at least an amma, which is three tfachim, such that on each side the extra space, or the extra length, I should say, of the kosel and the chatz hagdola is three tfachim. And those three tfachim set up two pasim according to the requirement of Rebbe. And we're holding that these two pasim, with a kolshkein from a mavui, from a lechi and a mavui, have to be three tfachim, because we're going like Rabbi Yossi, that the minimum size of a lechi to be matir mavui is three tfachim. So let me just see here what the... So we've got... Oh, that's good. So again, because of the extra amma in the width of the Chatz HaGdola, again, it doesn't have to be 10 and 11. I mean, as long as we got one amma that guarantees you three tfachim. What happens is that if the kosel of the rechava is one tefach, which means three tfachim on each side, longer than the Chatz HaKtana, so what's going to happen is that you have a sort of a right angle at the end of the kosel of the kosel aktana. That right angle, meaning a piece of kosel there, is going to have to be a minimum of three tfachim. And we could fulfill that minimum, because the kosel now turns inward on both sides, and that piece, that extra piece, is going to be a pass of three tfachim to be matir the chotzer. I'm talking about the Chatz HaGdola. Okay. So what happens now? Hi, my. Iyamit bishlema. Oh. And now, why is the Mishnah prohibiting the Chatz HaKtana? Because this extra pas can only be seen from the Chatzer HaGedola. Because the Chatz HaKtana just ends, you know, the Kosel ends, and it's completely parts into the Chatz HaGedola. So for that pas to serve both the Chatz HaGedola and at the same time the Chatz HaKtana, it would have to be Nira Mibifnim, and it's not Nira Mibifnim. And again, what we're saying is that this Mishnah is against Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, who says you don't need Nira Mibifnim. Now the Gemara adds, Uderabi Zera, Uderavino Lesa. All right, let's go through Rabbi Zera and Ravina. We don't need to say that we're talking about the kosel of the Chatz HaKtana juts into the Chatz HaGedola. That was Rabbi Zera. We don't need Ravina's interpretation that the kosel of the Ketana is separated, is distanced from the kosel of the Gedola on one side, 2 tvachim, and on the other side, 4 tvachim. That was Ravina. Because in order to be matir, the Chatz HaGedola, we need that on each side there be a pas of Shlosha Tvachim. That's a combination of Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. So we're not able to accept the interpretation of Ravina that the Chatz HaKtana is not centered vis-a-vis the Gedola in such a way that you would only have 2 tvachim on one side, because 2 tvachim is not going to give you the pas that Rebbe requires. He requires a pas of 3 tvachim when you combine Rebbe with Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, Ravina's interpretation has to be rejected. Now, even if we hold like Rabbi Zera that the length of the Chatz HaKtana is such that it enters into the Chatz HaGedola, he says, Lo yoil kedei levar madua ein odfei aksolim shemishnei tzidei hapirza mishamshim kilechi aflegabi Chatz HaKtana kevin shei shlosh tefachim called tzad. He says, who cares? It makes no difference if the kosle haktana extend beyond the kosle hagdola. It doesn't matter, because since there's 3 tvachim on each side, the oviak solim shal chatz haktana memait. Right, and then we subtract the thickness of the kosel. Is then we apply the principle of lavud. And loved means mikosei achatz haketana lekosei aruch shel chatz haGedola, and therefore that loved is going to serve the function of a lechi, which is nira mibachutz, and that should be matir the chatz haketana. So basically, what the Gemara is pointing out here in that very short sentence of uder abzera dravina lesa means we're not going to succeed in interpreting this Mishnah, neither with Rab Zera's understanding that the Kosalim of the Ketana extend, nor according to Ravina, who claims that the Chatz HaKtana is not centrally located or situated vis-a-vis the Chatz HaGedola, and there's 2 tvachim and 4 tvachim, that's not going to do it. Mishum Hachi, therefore we understand that the Braisa tells us that the Ketana is 10 Amos and the Gedola is 11 Amos. And that's in order to satisfy both Rebbe, who requires, right, Pasim from on both sides, and Rabbi Yossi, who's going to require a minimum shear for each Pas of Shlosha Tvachim to be Matir the Chatz HaGedola B'Tiltul. So you need a width in the kosel of minimum 3 tefachim on each side. And now we understand why the kosel, the chatz hagdola, is 1 amma wider than the chatz haktana. And that's going to give us 3 tefachim on each side, which means we have 2 pasim, and that's going to be matter the chatz hagdola. And the chatz haktana is prohibited because it's eno nirim mibafnim. It's only nirim mibachutz. We're only now eno nido mishum lechi. El e amrit. If you're going to tell me, like Rabba, I'm sorry, like, just want to get the name straight, like Rabba Barav Huna, okay, that lechi anirim mibachutz v'shom mifnim nido mishum lechi, and then you're going to go with the approach of Rabbi Zera and Ravina, which means that we're talking about a case where the kosleya orech of the chatzah ketana extend into the chatzer hagdola, that's Rabbi Zera, and therefore the odef of the ksolim on both sides of this piritza cannot be mati the chatzah ketana as a lechi Hanirim Ibachutz. That was Rav Zera. We're getting a little bit of a chazor here. And we're going to add to boot that the Chatz HaKtana is not centrally situated in the Chatz HaGdola. On one side, the distance between the Kosel of the Gdola and that of the Ketana is Shnei Tvachim. On the other side, it's a distance of 4 Tvachim. That's Ravina. And that's why you can't be mati the Chatz HaKtana through lavud, because we need lavud on both sides. Right? Shenomar lavud mikosle hachotzak tano shenichnostol chotzak dola el kosle orach shal chotzak dol kemish mitzad echad. On one side, it's a merchak of only 2 tfachim. I'm sorry. On one side, it's a merchak of 4 tefachim, and therefore we cannot say lavud and set up a pas on that side. And this price reflects the shita of Rebbe, and a pas has to be required on both tzadim. The Rebbe lo savor la kirab yosi. So the chatz hagdol is muteres because even if there's no pas of shlosha tefachim on both sides, we don't require a pass of shlosha tefachim. We're not holding like Rabbi Yossi. And then when the Braisa says that the Gedola is 11 amos, is lovely. Why do we need that qualification? That the Gedola is 11 amos wide? Mimanafshach. Ila mishrei li Gedola kasi. If you want to be matir the chatzer Gedola, and that is through the 2 pasim that Rebbe requires, is then if the rochav, the width of the chatz hagdola, was 10 amos, ushnei tfachim, just add 2 tfachim. Because we're not going like Rabbi Yossi, that the pas has to be a minimum of 3 tfachim. Is therefore what you're going to do is, you can set up a lovin on both sides. You can be matir the chatz hagdola with 2 pasim, each of which is 1 tefach, if I understand correctly, right? Because it says eser plus shnei tefachim. So again, the chatz hagdola is wider than the chatz haktana by 2 tefachim. And on each side of this piritza, we have a kosel that is odef al chatz haktana, and now we have 2 pasim to be matir the chatz hagdola, because Rebbe doesn't hold that you need 3 tefachim like Rabbi Yossi. Ve'ila misrei l'ktana ka'asi, and if you're telling me the shear of the width is coming to generate an isa on the chatz haktana, so that there shouldn't be lavud on both sides, And therefore we said that the width of the chatzer, Hagdola, is 11 amos. And therefore one side, you're going to have more than three tefachim. Right, and that was the business of Ravina. Is le'ashme'inan demaflegituva. If the Braisa wants to teach us that in order to be mati the chotzak tana, just one second. So, right, that you can't say love it on both sides, right, because we're holding now nidon kelechi, even if it's eno nira mivifnim. So you could have a love with on both sides. Is lashma inon de mefalge tuva shekose achotz aktan v'ruchokim harbe me'achotz agdola. That there's a larger distance between the ketana and the gedola. V'lo ye makom litos v'lo v'sheish lovin mishnei tzadim. Right, because once you have a serious distance between the two ksalim, that of the ketana and the gedola, that the distance is nafish tuva, then you cannot say lovud. She'im chatz hagdola rechava harbe b'chol fin yesh yoser mishlosh etfachim yikol tzad. And if yoser mishlosh yikol tzad, you don't have lovud. Again, how are you going to be mati the gedola? Just one second. If what does he mean, lashmeina? Here's where I got stuck. Lashmeina de mefalge tuva, right? That the distance is greater in such a way that clearly you cannot say love it on both sides. She'im achotz hagedola rechava harve b'chol fan yesh yosem yishlosh etfach called sad. And again, how are we going to be matir the gedola in such a case? We're going to be matir the gedola. Oh, that's not a problem. We're going to be matir the gedola because, as we said before, the pirtza is not from one side to the other with regard to the gedola, because the kosel at the end still turns towards the right, towards the left of both sides. Masha enkim yofin shomer abraisa shachotzu gedola rechova gaka chadasrei amo, that the whole distance is only one Alma's difference, and therefore there's no lovehood. It's tzarich lomar shevidu b'shein aksolim ruchakim b'ofen shavim mishnei tzidei achatzer. If the chatzer aktan is located right in the middle, then you would be able to say lovehood from both tzadim. Ela what? It's not situated in the middle. So the thrust of this Gemara is to reject the interpretations of Rabbi Zeira and Ravina, and instead to offer a new interpretation of the Mishnah, that nira mibachutz v'sham yifnim eino nido mishum lechi, and to combine Rabbi with Rabbi Yossi. And then we understand very well that the distance, the extra distance of the width of the chatz hagdola is 11, one amma extra. And if that be the case, then we cannot be matir One second. So the chutz, again, I have to go over this. The chutz agdola, right, we said according to Rebbe, needs a pas on both sides. Pass on both sides, and that pass, according to Rabbi Yossi, has to be a minimum of 3 tefachim. So now that we have the width of an amah to play with on both sides, we can get 3 tefachim on both sides, and that's going to be a pass on both sides to be matir. Just 1 second, to be matir the chutzer hagedola. Just want to look at the picture one more time. To be matir the chutzer hagedola. Bishleimo, if we hold like that, is Ein Mol Shenisharu Odofim La Kosel Bechotza Gdol Mishnei Tzidei Apirtzgele Lahater Sachotza Ketana. However, Tzok Sheisharu Biotvek Solim Yikotzad Shlosha Tfachim Kidei Lahater Esachotza Gdola Shelo nachshiv osa kiprutza b'mluah l'chotza ketana. And we require 2 pasim, and we're going like Rabbi Yossi, and you need 3 tefachim. So therefore, we must assume that the chotzer is wider by 1 amah, which is 6 tefachim. Ah, and now. So, just 1 second. And yesh b'chol tzad shlosha tefachim. On each side we have shlosha tefachim, and those are pasim hamatirin also. I'm not exactly sure. Do I understand this? How do you get? How do you get 3 tefachim? Just 1 second. It's wider by 3 tefachim on each side. And therefore what? I'm assuming he's operating with lovehood, is he not? Again, the whole thrust of this Gemara is to ask a question as to why the extra width of the gedola has to be a full amah. Let it be 2 tefachim, and that should be enough. But let's understand. The reason why we need a full amah is to set up a three tefachim lovud on each side, because those are pasim to be matir the chutz gedola. And what about the chutz ha-ketana? So those mechitzos or lechayim, let's call them, on both sides cannot be visible from the perspective of the mavi ha-ketana. That's why the mavi ha-ketana is asura. And now he's rejecting Ravina, who dislocates the chutz ha-ketana. He's rejecting Rav Zera, who extends the Kosle Haktana. Is now we understand why the Chutz Haktana is 10 amos and the Gedola is 10 is 11 amos. By combining Rebbe with Rabbi Yossi, and we have a pass on both sides, each one has a shear of Gimel Tfach. And that's going to be Mata the Chutz Gdola. And Tzok Shei Shoyer B'Kosel HaRochav Shul Tzad HaChutz HaKtan Lecha B'Shol Shul Tfach. And he writes Sheheim Shnei Pasim Shel HaChutz HaGdola Shal Yodam Nachshiv Osa She'en HaPrutza B'Milua LeChutz HaKtan. Eina prutza b'milua lechotzer haktana. So I don't understand. Is he operating with love or not? He says, "Achotz haktana sura afal pishiyesh b'chol tzad shel pesach achotzer haktana shir shlosh tefav kolse rochav ein ze moil." Because ain't a pasim nikarim b'tochotz haktano, because that we wrote ourselves. Fine, but I'm not sure. Is he working here with lovud? That's what I want to know. So he's got three tefachim on each side to create two different pasim on each side, and I'm not sure if he's dealing with lovud. I think that I have this suspicion here that he's not dealing with lovud, but rather the kosel itself, as it turns to the right or to the left on both sides, is three tefachim that could serve as two pasim to be matir the mavui. I have to find someone who says that outright. Okay, so now what's the Gemara's kasha? If I'm going to hold that nirim yachutz v'shav v'fnim is nido mishum lechi, and the reason why you can't be matir the ketana is either because of Rav Zera or because of Ravina. Let's take Ravina. And Ravina is going to hold, and Ravina plus Rebbe, meaning that since we're moving the chutz haketana, so to speak, to one side, we're picking it up and moving it. So on one side, you're going to have, on the other side, you're going to have four tefachim. And if you have on one side you can have two tefachim, and on that side that has two tefachim, we cannot generate a pas because we're holding like Rebbe, and we need a pas of three tefachim. See, efshalahate is chotza ketana al yidei lovud mikosa chotza ketana shinzasim l'toch chotza gdola ela kosa el kosa ha'orach shal chotza kevin tzad echad ha'merchok ben ha'ksolim who Yosef Mishiva Shosha Tfachim, that's Ravina. And we're holding like Rebbe that you need Pasim on both sides of the Chatzer. And you can only say Lovin on that side that has four Tfachim. You can't say Lovin on the other. So he is operating with Lovin. Okay. Wait a minute. So, if we're going to go like Ravina, so how are we going to be matir the Gedola? And that's what he says here, lo sover lo ki Rabbi Yossi. That he rejects Rabbi Yossi, and you don't need a rochav of shlosha tefachim. And again, why is the chutzer haketana asura? He's holding now nirim b'fnim. I mean, nirim b'chutz is a lechi. So why? What's the problem with the chutzer haketana? Ah, because we're holding like Rebbe, and you can only say love it on one side. So why is the chutzah gedola muteres? Why is the chutzah gedola muteres if it's two tefachim on one side and four tefachim on the other side? That's Ravina. We cannot be matir the ketana, because we can't say love it on the side that has four tefachim of a distance. Is that what he's saying? Yef shalahatis achutz al yidei shenom alavud even shemitzad echan amerchak hu yosef mishlosh tefachim. And we're holding like Rebbe that we need pasim mishnei hatzdadim. So it's not enough to say love it on one side. Oh, so why is the chatzah muteres? Oh, lo savra lo ki Rav Yossi. Ah, so we don't need a pass of three tefachim. So in other words, as far as, again, I'm holding like Ravina now, and we're holding like Rebbe, you need a pass on both tzadim, but we don't need a pass of shlosh tefachim. We don't accept Reb Yossi. And now, why is the chatzah gdola muteres? And the answer is because chatzah gdola is muteres, even though there are no three tefachim on each side. I don't understand. He just finished saying that you need love. So how do you get love on the side that is four tefachim? Four tefachim. Nachamo. I'm sorry, I apologize. It's just very complicated here. He's got a whole page just explaining this one hi my. An entire page. It's a very wide, long page. So he's working out all the possibilities here. Lo savra lo ki Rav Yossi. Fine. So
doesn't it mean that it had to be centered?
Isn't that the whole point? We're explaining Ravina. He has a kasha Ravina. Why is it that the extra width is a full amma? He wants to reduce it to two tefachim. Do you follow?
Right.
That's his problem. Other than that, he has no problem. Ravina has solved the day, and according to Ravina, we understand why the Chatzah Gdol is Muteres and the Chatzah Ktana is Asura. That's what it says here in the Gemara. So again, I'm halfway there. I can justify why the Chatzah Ktana is Asura, because since according to Ravina it's not centered, then on one side, and Rebbe holds you need two sides, on one side the distance is more than three tefachim, and therefore you cannot apply lovut, so you don't have a pass on both sides to be mad to the chatzah ketana. I'm trying to understand that this here where I got a little bit stuck. We can understand why the chatzah gedola is muteres. Now, how did the chatzah gedola become muteres if we're operating with lovut? Again, unless he's not operating with lovut, but let's assume he's operating with lovut, and you can't say lovut on one side because there's a distance of four tefachim according to Ravina. So how does Ravina justify that the chatzah gedola is muteres? Again, once we finish that, then we can ask the other question, well, why does the distance has to be a full amma, three tefachim on each side, and so forth and so on? But fundamentally, we do understand the mechanics here according to Ravina, and likewise according to Rav Zera, but right now we're focused on Ravina. Is Mimonavshach Ila Mishre L'Gdola Ka'asi? Is Bi Eser Ushnei Tfachim Sagya? Okay, Rabosai,